Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program. The Inside Mac show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of TechTool Pro 4 DVD XDV, the software to have if you want to pull content off a DVD and bring it back into something usable. DVDXDV.com, MCE Technologies over at MCETech.com, the official storage provider of the Inside Mac radio program, FirmTech over at FirmTech. It's F-I-R-M-T-E-K, FirmTech.com, and our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo, Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac radio program, Creative Pro, the place for creative professionals, Mac Update, the place for software updates, our news partners, Mac Minute at MacMinute.com, and OSX FAQ, the place to go for all your cool Mac OS X goodies, and somebody else I'm sure I forgot.
Yeah,
we're here with Scott Shepherd and Brad Wright. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott.
I love your shirt.
Hey, I know. I'm wearing the Lucky Brands Mr. Bill t-shirt today. I love that. I love that Mr. Bill is making a comeback. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll get his own podcast soon. We don't know. The Mr. Bill podcast. Doing fine now. Oh, Mr. Sluggo is going to come after me. Oh, Mr. Sluggo, stop that with the power drill.
You know, I do have a dump button in here, and I can stop this insanity at any time I want.
Yeah, you just try, man. You just go. I'm going to take you on right now.
That's funny. So, you know, we got a pretty cool show lineup today for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the satellites on, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, cool. Because they're not getting the stream. I got a note from one of our listeners that we're not getting the stream.
Oh. Well, you know,
but either way,
you know, that's got to stop right now.
It does.
I'm going to take care of that.
There you go.
We're
going to
get art now. It's like that's what I was talking about earlier.
And actually, if you want to hear the live stream of the show, you can go over to
1220KNTS.com. But if you're not streaming, you're not hearing this.
Right. Yes. But if you're listening to your car,
so call all
and
your
you're going to be getting home soon, your old lady's going to be on your back, and you can't sit in the car all day and listen to the show. 1220KNTS.com.
Absolutely.
Or this other thing, iDigital radio thing, whatever that is.
Yeah, and I'm going to go find out what. There's probably like a bug that crossed onto a connection, and there's I smell smoke in the back.
You know what the bug
is?
They're streaming in heathen box.
That's right.
Heathen stream.
All right, now continue with your churn.
Yes. Back to the insanity.
This is the insanity of the crazies are running the asylum.
That's right.
This is inside.
Aren't you glad you're listening today?
Yeah.
You're just having an earful of it.
This is Inside Mac Radio.
Yeah.
We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh.
Yes.
We've got, some things to talk about today. We got some cool things. Mm-hmm. We got some not so cool things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I guess we could touch about it now. We got a couple minutes left. Our buddy, they didn't find our buddy, James Kim.
Oh, this is really sad. Yeah.
That's a bummer, man.
Yeah, that is really a bummer. He was a great guest. We had him on the show in August. And boy, we wish he had him on more often. He was a fantastic person, and he's going to be very missed out there.
Yeah, it's a bummer there. They went on a trip and had some problems, and things went awry, and
yeah,
it wasn't cool. So if you want to find out more information about our buddy James, go over to CNET.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's information there, but we sort of want to mention that that's a bummer. So guess who's going to be next? We're going to have Philip Hodge. We're going to have digital post-production buzz.
Production, yes.
That's all I want is a buzz.
I want a good buzz right now.
That's it, brother, and the buzz is coming.
Yes.
So the Buzzmeister is going to be coming up here later.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have him on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Andy Shallett, the man with no stream. First, the Vonage doesn't work, and then the stream doesn't work.
Yeah, well, he could just communicate with us through ESP, extrasensory projection, and all you guys out there listening would just know what he's talking about.
Just put your hands on both sides of your power button, brother.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
just hold on.
Feel it.
So Andy's going to be with us, and then, of course, later on, we're going to have little Sammy Levin. Little crackhead's going to be with us today.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had him live.
Infecting us with some kind of Mac goody.
Yeah.
Don't know what.
Well, there's a new iPod accessory graded every second, I think.
Right. So Sammy's got one probably, or a half dozen of them.
doesn't he have like a warehouse of accessories?
I think so, and he's not sharing the love.
Yeah, that's
we'll deal with that later at another issue.
he just has a warehouse. He just looks at them all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got cool stuff. The Buzzmeister, Andy. I wish I didn't have Bonnet Shallot. We're going to have Little Crackhead Levin. Cool stuff there. Later on this hour, we're going to have Billy May from Hyperdog Studios talking about a very cool program they got called Soap on the Range. Listen inside. Mac will be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast-quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Macintosh for the new millennium.
This
is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio. This part of the Inside Mac Radio program is brought to you by Microman, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4, the preferred disk and system utility for Mac OS X. You can check them out over at micromat.com. I see that the guys over at Macworld Magazine put a review up of Protégé.
Yeah.
Their FireWire-based drive. They got 4 or 4.5 mice.
That's a lot of mice.
That's a lot of mice. Those guys are greedy on the mice.
Yeah, they don't give it to anybody.
Right.
It's like an Academy Award.
So that's pretty cool. So, kudos for those guys. Check them out. Micromat.com.
Yeah.
Right now we're here with Philip Hodges. Philip is the digital production busmeister. We're going to be talking about all the cool production, post-production, distribution news of the week. Hello, Philip. How you doing?
Hey, Scott.
How you doing, mate?
This is company up in Redmond, Washington, that hate to be left out of anything. You might have heard of them, Microsoft.
Oh, the heathens.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we miss them.
The barbarians.
Well, you know, they didn't like being left out of the browser business, so they built Internet Explorer, and by version 3 it was halfway decent. Well, they didn't like being left out of the game business, so they built the Xbox, and by the Xbox 360 it's pretty good. Well, now they've got the jealousy on for just a little green tinge around the eye when they look over at the Adobe camp and see something called Flash.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
So this week, Microsoft has released Windows Media Foundation / Everywhere, WPF / E. Now, doesn't that just roll off your tongue like Flash?
Yeah, it's like the guys that came up with the Zune word that says a bad thing in Hebrew.
Yeah.
But they're smart, see? They get paid a lot of money, so we're not going to ditch them.
So what's unusual about this is that actually Microsoft have made it available for Windows and OS X, so that's why we're talking about it.
Really?
Yes, and for Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Safari.
Now, I imagine this can't be standard Flash, because Microsoft always breaks standards.
It's not Flash at all. This is a competitor to Flash.
Still call it Flash, but it's not what? It's like a Flash as in like a big bright light of an explosion of death
Adobe have got Flash, which is nice and easy to remember and say and easy to use and has kind of like an installed base.
Uh-huh.
What Microsoft have is Windows Media Foundation Everywhere.
Oh, it's called Foundation Everywhere. Wow.
Windows Media Foundation
Everywhere.
That's the catchy name. Or if you want to drop it down, it's like WMF/E.
So it's like a virus spreading out or a cancer, you know.
Yeah, it takes the video component, and this is where it will probably be better to Flash, isn't it? I think, you know, Windows Media Video is actually a better video format than Flash Video currently is, even with the ON2 VP6 thing going. It's still not as good as Windows Media, but what they're doing is that they're adding onto it extensible application markup language based on the Windows Presentation Foundation. It will enable the creation of content and applications that run within multiple browsers and multiple operating systems using web standards for programmability.
Yeah, doesn't the world just need one more video standard? One more Flash standard? One more, like, standard? Let's just come up with one more standard for something.
Exactly. One more standard supported by one company.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
It's not open, and you can't get a spec on it anywhere.
No. Good luck with that, then, Microsoft. I think you can put that in with the Zune.
Yeah, we just call it the Zune Everywhere initiative.
And I don't know if you read the Daring Fireball blog, but there's a putative conversation between music industry executives, Universal and Steve Jobs, where they're suggesting that maybe Apple would like to give them a buck for every iPod sale, like they get from Microsoft on the Zune.
I think he probably just said Zune you to that one.
Well, he suggested that they might like to turn a white iPod into a brown iPod by various insertion methods. trying to keep this a little G-rated for your audience. And see
Use your imagination.
Yeah. If you are a Final Cut user, don't forget your time is running out for the universal upgrade. If you have not cross-graded to Final Cut 5.1, Final Cut Studio 5.1 with your discs postmarked December 20th, you are going to be paying full price for future upgrades.
Oh, no.
such a great deal. There's time to get in there. You've got like a week and a half to go, folks. Don't let you slip by.
Well, yeah, that's very true. But you know, who knows? I mean, like by, you'd be paying not full price, but you'd be paying probably an upgrade price. Because if
no,
you already...
No, you're actually... You can only, in the future, you can only upgrade from Final Cut Studio 5.1.
So if you have Studio 4.5, you're...
You're
as we would call
got a few
it,
days
in a friendly
left.
Environment, you would be S-O-L.
Yeah, if it's just a Final Cut or just
Soul,
a DVD that's Studio Pro.
Sun for Spanish, right?
exactly. Yeah, the deal is a really good, sweet deal to get you up into that, and you really should be getting there. The other thing that Apple did this last week was they bought Proximity.
That's well, a very interesting move. Have you looked at the Proximity product before? It's very interesting.
Yeah, they were on the Apple booth at NAB last year, and in fact were Silicon Color, and both are now purchased by Apple.
That's a lucky booth to be in. I want to be in that booth next year. Wherever that location was, just put me right there.
Is it like the Borg, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Sucked in, assimilated.
Well, it's going to be an interesting year for Apple because, you know, NAB, they've separated the two A-twins. The Avid is still up by the front door, but Apple are now down halfway down the hall, but with a 43% larger stand.
Oh, my gosh. That's like the whole show
that's
floor.
That's like the size of Sony, then.
Yeah.
Well, and probably not quite to the size of the independent state of Sony yet, but certainly very big. And this is most likely, Proximity is Apple's most likely their second foray into some sort of asset management, because they are presumed to have been the purchase of the UK company S.A.L.T, who had asset management for Shake. Now, they were purchased about 18 months to 2 years ago, and the founder of that company now lives in Cupertino, not the UK.
Oh, what a coincidence. Oh.
Very big. So this is probably going to form the foundation of Apple's digital asset management system. It's got Proximity's art box is not quite there yet. It's not quite it doesn't have that Apple simplicity about it yet, but the technology that underpins it is something that Apple will no doubt build on and make into a fabulous product for the post-production industry. Whether it'll be part of the Final Cut Studio and we're going to get this huge upgrade at NAB next year, I don't know. But I do think that NAB 2007 is going to be a very interesting year for Apple. They've had a good 12 months of clean development after getting into Universal, and I'm sure a lot of development was going ahead of that anyway. But there's a lot that they've done. And you know, they stuck in so much more stuff into that 5.1.2 release. We talked last week about how they'd put in, you know, support for Apple events and reading metadata at a QuickTime and all of this stuff that normally would be, you know, blast from the rooftop and given at least a 5.5 release. But no, just a .dot release.
Wow.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I think this whole thing with Proxima and all these other acquisitions are very good for the Mac user.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And they'll certainly round out Apple's offerings. The only other thing I think they need to get into their system is they need to get some sort of a 3D equivalent to what they do with Motion, you know, the 3D for editors in the studio.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big weaknesses that's missing from Motion is they don't have a component for doing 3D.
And they've got the foundation there. And if you're looking in for a camera, I mean, Panasonic has just been reiterating the HPX 2000. This is a 5P2 card camera coming out in January.
Oh, I want that. I want that camera. I want
really
that
nice.
Camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you won't. But the problem with that camera is that it's basically trying to shove 1080i into a, you know, basically a DVD-sized bit stream.
Well, no, it'll do 1080p.
I mean, 1080p, but
it'll do 1080p at 100 megabit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. On the that's the new.
It's the HVX 2000.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
This thing is sick.
Okay.
Brad, you need to be called into listening into the digital production
buzz.
Buzz,
yeah.
digitalproductionbuzz.com. Check it out.
There you go, Philip Hodges, digitalproductionbuzz.com. Thanks, Philip. You're listening to Inside Mac. We'll be right back.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio, the only place on this planet that you can get the fine quality broadcast of Inside Mac. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. This part of the Inside Mac Radio program is brought to you by DVD XDV, the only software that you'll ever need if you've created something on a DVD and you want to pull it back off and bring it back into whatever. You know, single frames in the Photoshop. You can bring the stuff back into QuickTime, iMovie, Final Cut Pro, Shake. It doesn't matter if you want to, whatever you need to do. And it's on a DVD, you need to get it back off so you can reuse it. This is what you got to have, man. Check it out. They got a brand new website, DVDXDV.com. We're here with Andy Vantage Shallot.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
He's got
us
all tip for y'all.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Hello.
We're here. I have to do that every week since you did the DJ thing.
I'll tell you what. I decided to throw away the phone completely, and I'm coming to you from an isolation chamber in MIT through my thought waves.
There we go. See, he finally figured.
And it's pretty clear, huh?
Yeah. So, hey, we're here with Andy Shallot. Andy is the author of the Mac Design Out of the Box book. We got that one right this week.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new book with the guys over at CNET.com.
Come on.
Well, actually, I had a friend of mine visiting from Italy, and he's a photographer, and we were talking about different things. We're out on a boat, and we were taking photographs, and when I got back in and I was looking at the photos, when you're on a boat, sometimes you're not necessarily equal with the horizon, and it dawned on me, you know, of course I had to shift them and change them so that the compositions would work, and it reminded me of the old basic rule of thumb, the old rule of thirds. And you guys, every photographer knows about the rule of thirds. You guys know about the rule of thirds?
No, tell us about the rule of thirds.
Well, it's not what you think. It's not just that between you, me, and Scott that we're going to come up with something good, which would be an interesting rule of thirds. But it's actually that if you break up a composition, if you put lines in, one third from the right, one third from the left, one third from the top, one third from the bottom, and you look at those points where they intersect, that's where all the most important focal points of your composition should be. Very simple, called the rule of thirds. So if you can line that up when you're doing a photograph, then you've got a pretty standard but good, strong composition. And this is something that you do when you're filming video as well. And when you're doing painting sometimes, you know, if you're not too expressive, it's the rule of thirds. It just seems to work. It's pleasing to the eye, and it's a stronger message. So anyway, in Photoshop, it's very easy to set this up. And that is just use your guide rules instead of the grid, because sometimes they view grid. I find that confusing. So instead, when you're in Photoshop and you have a composition, you want to make it right, you drag down your guides from the rulers, one-third in, one-third in, one-third down, one-third up.
So effectively, you're making 9 squares on the photograph? Or,
yes,
I'm sorry, 12 exactly, squares.
Yes.
Or 9 squares,
and
9 squares.
Exactly.
I can't
and
do
where
math.
They intersect in the middle is where all the action should be. Try that out and see if that works. Because my friend says, well, he actually has something that goes inside of his SLR camera that goes right on the mirror, and it gives him that grid. So when he's actually composing a photograph, photographers like to do more work with the camera than they do with Photoshop. Designers like to do it in Photoshop.
That's usually a more productive way of actually taking pictures.
Yeah, but since I'm not necessarily a photographer, I'd rather do it in Photoshop. Sometimes I didn't take the photo, but I get the photo from someone.
Andy, great tip. How do we find out more information about Andrew Shallot, all your great books? You got a brand new one coming. We got about 10 seconds.
Okay, Shallot.com. Simple stuff.
There we go. Andy Shallot, you are listening to the Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
This is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by MCE Technologies. You want to get a great deal on a MacBook? How about some iPods for the holiday buying season?
Yeah.
Arnie can hook you up with a deal. Check these guys out. They got lots of upgrades for PowerBooks, for MacBook Pros. They have the OptiBay that lets you put two hard drives in your Mac.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff. Check them out over at MCE Tech. That's mcetech.com. Right now, we're here with little Sammy Levin, and he's got some kind of little Mac tip for the day.
Oh, well, it's not just a Mac tip, guys. This is party in a pod.
What? Ooh.
This is called Dopey Karaoke, and I'm telling you guys, you are going to love this product. This is perfect, Scott, Brad, for all of our parties. Macworld, we've got to bring this to Macworld. It's called Dopey, D-O-P-I, and guess what's that spelled backwards?
iPod.
You got it.
Whoa.
Dopey Karaoke is one of the first new products I've seen on the market to date that is a true karaoke machine, but it plugs right into the iPod.
Well, how big is this thing? Is it the size?
It is the size of the iPod. I swear to you guys, you won't believe this thing for the price, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. Dopey Karaoke is an all-in-one little receiver. I guess they call it a converter box. It has two XLR inputs for two mics, so you can have it, you know, because I know Scott and Brad like to sing together. And
we do like to do the duo.
And you go onto the site, you could download the songs. The songs are MP4, so they're completely encoded, so you see all the music. You know, you could download Beatles songs and this and that. They're very, very easy to download, because once you download it, you just put it into your library, your iTunes library, plug this into your mic, plug it into the TV, or...
Oh, so it has the lyrics scrolling past
everything.
On the TV. Oh, that's
lyrics
pretty sweet.
Show right on the iPod and display on the TV. I felt really funny singing to my dog yesterday. You know, it's something weird about
you
that.
You shouldn't feel odd about that.
I know, but
you should just accept it. I'm a grown man, and I sing
I
to my dog.
As long as you're not doing other things with your dog, brother.
That's the least of the things that you could do, which would be for your dog.
Sammy, find your inner crooner.
Anyway, it's a pretty cool product. It's dopeykaraoke.com, $59.95. That includes the converter box, which is the size of the iPod, a XLR mic, a real XLR mic. I couldn't believe the quality of it. All the cables necessary to plug it in to your TV and into the converter box. Everything it includes for that price, I can't believe.
For 60 bucks.
Yeah, that's very... 60 that's,
bucks.
That's insane.
That's
actually,
a good
you
deal.
Know...
This would be really fun for the holidays,
you know, then the feature request that would be sweet if this product had it would be a vocal remover. But I guess you could
no,
do that.
Well, actually, Griffin's coming out with something that does that... But this is a real... I don't think Griffin's going to display the lyrics. You have to have the lyrics.
Oh, I was going to say, you could remove it in software if
right.
You could bring it into iMovie and run a filter and all that stuff. Yeah.
People aren't going to do that. People need to have lyrics. But listen, you don't have to. You can also download music that doesn't have lyrics and sing to it if you know the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of the best holiday gifts I've seen. Guys, it works. We're going to use it for our party. It's called Dopey Karaoke. It's available today for $59.95. That includes everything. You just have to buy the songs. They range from 99 cents to $1.99 per song. You can also buy a complete workstation that has everything available, including an iPod, monitor. It's for nightclubs, and that is something like $1,500 to $1,700 bucks, but that includes everything. I think it's a great gift. Check it out, dopeykaraoke.com.
That's a great thing. Sammy, thank you so much. That was pretty cool. I mean, that's actually something I think that we're going to have a lot of fun with
yeah.
over the holidays, you know, here in the first of the year.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
I'm going to use it.
A lot of people like karaoke. And think about this. You can get
oh,
this deal here.
Japan.
You can use your iPod. You can stay home and get drunk. And you don't have to drive around and kill people.
Hey, that's a good thing right there.
This
right,
is a public
guys.
Safety message from Inside Mac. Stay home with iDopey. Oh, hey, you're listening to Inside Mac. We'll be right back.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production, post-production, distribution. What's really happening now and in your digital future? The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by our friends over at the FirmTech, the official storage providers of Inside Mac.
Yeah.
You're using FirmTech.
Oh, I love their stuff. Yeah, I've got two FirmTech boxes. Great things. They're built like a tank. I mean, they could take, you know, they could take a lot of hits out there in the field. They're really well made. And they're small. They're small enclosures. They don't have a lot of like fancy bevels and junk.
The thing about it is they're direct backbone interconnect.
They're basically going to be able to handle the, you know, a lot of RF interference and everything else that's going on. So it's going to be a real reliable enclosure for you.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. Yeah.
Cool stuff. So you can check these guys out over at FirmTech. That's FirmTech, FirmTech.com. Right now, we're joined here by Billy May. Billy's from a couple different things, but...
tell us about Billy.
Billy, tell us about yourself before we don't want to burst your bubble here, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome, Billy.
Doing very well. Calling in from Northern Ireland tonight.
Oh, wow.
Really? I'll have a Guinness on me, man.
I'm with a company called Quarter Sub Productions, and on the side of that, it's Hyperdog Studios, and we're producing an animated show for primetime called Soap on the Range.
Now, this is a show that's sort of like... this is
It's a soap opera with cattle.
We like to think of it as Desperate Housewives kind of meets King of the Hill.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, it could be twisted,
but we it's going to be fun for the whole family, 18 to 34, and you know.
It could be like a telenovela, because after a year, they all get killed and slaughtered and turned into hamburger, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they go to stud. They get a lot of money for their...
Oh, there you go. You know, if you're lucky,
specialties.
Yeah. You're living the good life.
Well, that gets addressed in the first episode, so...
Oh, so this is like a real soap opera. We get in the intimate lives.
So, you guys have developed this whole thing. When is this actually going to hit... This is going to be on a network. This is a network actual show.
This is going to be an actual network show. We're looking for fall 07.
Yeah.
And what we've done is try to promote it through new media, such as YouTube, the internet, iTunes, podcasts, that kind of thing. So we're, trying to make it as viral as possible. And obviously podcasting is a wave of the future. I don't know.
How did you come up with this concept? I mean, with cattle, having... talking cattle. I mean,
honestly, it started out that it's my father's brainchild. He's been working on it for quite a number of years now. And he just thought it'd be funny to have talking cattle that nobody else could hear. This was well before, some of those other shows that have people talking that no one else can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Be it Family Guy or some other show. But I'm kind of handling the production and media of the show. So
tell us about your production workflow. I mean, this is all done cartoon. This is sort of in the same style of like the Family Guy.
Yeah, it's going to be in the same style as Family Guy. I think it's going to be a little bit more rich, leaning towards like a Disney look. The actual animation is we're leaning to having it done in Flash, high-end Flash, obviously.
Right.
A lot of the shows, I don't know if you know, are actually done in Flash now, it seems like. So we're dealing with a company in Dallas, Texas called RealFX, and they've been from Disney and Sony and just about any big company you can think of, Pixar. It's real exciting. So,
So they're doing this stuff in Flash now. Does anybody actually draw anything anymore, or they just do it all on the computer?
Well, you know what? Up until about 6 months ago, we were with someone that was actually doing. Drawn, but the cost is so high because you have to FedEx everything every night,
right,
back and forth.
Well, you got all these tweens to build. So I mean, you got to build your background out, but then you got all this tweening of basically you're drawing out. So yeah, it's a huge.
Well, absolutely.
Process.
They were actually doing the keyframes in California, and then they were shipping them to Taipei. And then FedEx, you know, it was just absolutely insane. And the FedEx bill, you know, per episode was like $5,000 or something.
Yeah, here's 3 seconds of animation, you know, like $5,000.
No joke. And I mean, everything's so expensive as it is. This is a way to move it forward. And, you know, plus it's vector. So it can be as big as you want, you know,
make
billboards out of it, whatever you want.
Right. And so it's all basically you're scanning in your drawings in the computer, converting them to VAC. So the workflow is sort of like somebody hand drawn something.
Yeah.
And then you scan it. You're scanning into the computer. And then what do you do from there to convert it to vectors?
Well, they have a proprietary software that they're using that every time they save something, I can see it instantly so I can approve it or disapprove it.
Oh.
It's really quite interesting. I haven't actually got a chance to use it, but when we went through their studios, they showed all the ways they were able to keep us connected. You know, I'm in Northern Ireland. My parents are in North Carolina, so we're all over the place, and they're in Dallas. So.
Wow. So you're actually producing the show from Northern Ireland.
Yeah, well, yes, pretty much, yeah. I don't think that's done very much, but...
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Are you... displaying, or does anybody get a taste of this before it hits the actual TV box yet? Tell us about your new media stuff, the podcasting, you know, stuff on websites. Where's all this stuff sort of correlated at, and where can people find out about this very cool new animation series?
Well, first of all, you could try soapontherange.com. That's just soapontherange.com, just exactly as it sounds. You can go on iTunes, type in Soap on the Range. We're there in podcasts or YouTube. The trailer's there. You can kind of get a taste of the animation in there. So I think it's pretty exciting.
That is cool. Now, have you had any kind of people come up that are actually, you know, interested in doing some kind of backing and corporate sponsor for this? Because I know it's a pretty innovative deal, but it sort of combines a, don't you guys have some kind of tie-in with the Bull Rider guys? And there's got to be some kind of interest here with.
Yes, absolutely. About 2 years ago, we were approached by the PBR, which is the Professional Bull Riders, and apparently they're second only to NASCAR in the fastest growing sport in America. So, I mean, they have like 100 million viewers or something amazing like that.
That's incredible. I did not realize it was so big. So really, the viewership in sport. What channel do you get to watch ESPN?
I didn't know that the Bull guys were that popular, but that's crazy.
Don't quote me on this, but I think they're on NBC now after every football game, every, I want to say Monday night, maybe Sunday night.
It's huge. I mean, I think it's a very male sport, very tossed, you know, it's hardcore.
It's cool to watch. Yeah. It's
crazy.
We've just having a stake throw a person around.
And it's absolutely amazing to see these guys get thrown into the fences and stuff. And I think they're crazy, but
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no, they are crazy.
So really, this is sort of you're
I like my keyboard.
So you're being sponsored by essentially something that is like NASCAR, but with cows.
Exactly. They think that they're going to surpass NASCAR, and a lot of the same sponsors are sponsoring. Ford is one of their biggest sponsors, you know, and they're Jack Daniels, I think, which is kind of ironic that you probably need to drink that because
drink and ride a bull. Cool.
Exactly. Yeah, you're listening to Inside Mac Radio. We're here with Billy May from Soap on the Range. You guys can find out more information about what we're talking about over at soapontherange.com. So how's this stuff worked out with doing podcasting and this whole new media? Do you see that it's helped you guys sort of launch this and get it out to the public and get an interest going before you actually did a full-blown network launch?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, we've had quite a lot of interest just from the podcast and the website alone. And I had this crazy idea of adding PDFs along with the podcast, and I didn't really see anybody else doing that. And maybe images and some comics and stuff, you know, that you can't listen to, but you can pull up on your computer and, you know, get delivered. I guess it's kind of like RSS or something to that effect. But
well, you know, podcasting is great because you can put PDFs in it. And
yeah.
Well, I guess you could just wrap anything inside an MP4 file, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just stick it in there. We'd like to, in the future, you know, do some prizes and extra bonus material and stuff that's not getting shown in the series.
Outtakes.
So, you know, maybe there's a code or something at the end of one of the podcasts that you go to the website and you enter in and you have a chance to win a car or, you know, whatever's big, you know. So
a steak, you know.
Yeah.
A steak. You win a steak, but a big steak.
that's where we are right now. It's really, really exciting.
It is great stuff.
Trying to work this little niche that we have here. But
Where are we going to be able to see this? I mean, where do we, you know, we can obviously go to the website, but where is it going to be on television? I mean,
well,
you know, traditional
honestly,
media.
Last, about 2 weeks ago, we were in Los Angeles. We met with Fox, ABC, a couple other really big networks. So, you know, they're all in the talks for bidding for it. So we're hoping to hear back from them really soon. So,
oh wow.
So hopefully it's big time network soon.
So this is like pilot season effectively. To see if you're
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, Billy, how do we find out more information about Soap on the Range, the stuff you guys are doing with Real FX, and all the great stuff you guys are up to with this brand new, very cool series?
Just check out soapontherange.com or go to iTunes and search for Soap on the Range, and it's there in podcast.
Well, hey, thanks for taking the time, and thanks for calling us from Northern Ireland tonight.
Hey,
yeah,
so
go out and have a Guinness, man.
Yeah, I'll drink one for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Okay,
there you
one.
Go. Billy May, everybody. You can check it out at Soap on the Range. This thing is hilarious. The animation's very cool. It's amazing they do all the stuff in Flash now.
It's really high-end stuff. Yeah, it's worth checking out. I mean, it's really high-quality animation.
I like it.
Nice.
And the Family Guy, it's pretty funny. Pretty funny storyline. So check it out, soapontherange.com. You are listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Next up, we'll be right back.
If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside
your world. This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to your friends over at the Digital Production Buzz. Do you want to get all the news on production?
Post-production.
Distribution. Check it out Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. on the web at digitalproductionbuzz.com. You're listening to Inside Mac. We'll be right back.
Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
Inside Mac.
Welcome to Inside Mac Radio. You're here with Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott.
This is the
great show so far.
This is a great show so far, and this is the only show that you can have that's completely alcohol-free.
Yes.
Don't rely on alcoholic beverages to get your news across at 3 a.m. Never.
Yeah.
Never
just,
do
just
that.
Just drink a lot of coffee.
Right. Coffee's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are listening to the Inside Mac show. Inside Mac is heard worldwide on terrestrial broadcast radio stations everywhere. Just go to InsideMacRadio.com. You can hear it online, of course, over at Inside Mac Radio. You can hear it stream live over at 1220KNTS.com. You can hear it on iTunes. Just type in Inside Mac.
Or you can hear it on terrestrial radio.
Yeah, all over. Plus, we have I guess we haven't said this enough probably, but part of the podcast feed for Inside Mac Radio, that's mm-hmm. the aftermath of this broadcast show, was a daily news component, Inside Mac News. Well, Inside Mac News is now on a separate feed.
Yeah.
So it's not included now. If you subscribe to Inside Mac Radio, you're not going to get the daily news with our lovely and talented host, Dean Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go back to iTunes and look for Inside Mac News. Inside
yeah.
Mac.
Well, you just look at the top of the tech in iTunes. Just look at the top of the tech
and you'll find it, and you know you'll see the other guys. Well, you won't see the other guys.
You may not see the competition.
Right. What competition?
Yeah, there's no competition.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody has a daily news program like Inside Mac.
Yeah.
Right.
Best in the universe.
Especially hosted by the lovely and talented Dean Orlando.
Well, the best part is it's just cool stuff about the Mac and Apple. It's just not a lot of dissonant rumors and junk like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing, you know, we need to state here that we don't talk about rumors.
Yes.
That's fun stuff.
So, hey, what are we doing on the show?
Dude, we got so much. We've had some cool guests this hour. We have more cool guests coming.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
But we have Alexander Gephardt is going to be live from Times Square.
Oh, you mean she's still out of Rikers?
She's out of Rikers. And she's at the Global Entertainment and Media Summit. She's going to be calling us in live. She's a speaker there this year.
Yeah.
And this is a cat's from like MTV and all these guys, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good stuff. And what else we got going on? And we have...
Joe Cipriano is going to be on. Now, Joe has been doing a bunch of podcast training type things on the web for Apple. So Joe's going to be, I guess, coming in through ISDN or the Comrex box, or I don't know what happened there. But either way, you are listening to Inside Mac. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listened online tonight or the David Lawrence Show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Macintosh for the new millennium.
This
is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by our media partners at Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine. You can check them out over at popphoto.com. Right now we're joined here by Alexander Gephardt. She is coming to you live from Times Square in New York City at the Global Media Conference and Expo and Summit. Hello, Alexander. How are you doing?
How's the weather out there, Alex?
Hello.
It's
hello,
Brad,
guys.
Right? Yeah.
How's the weather in New York?
It's different than when I was with you last in San Francisco. It's freezing here in Times Square.
Ah, that's what it should be. Just brutal and nasty.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
so
be New York.
You're at the Global Media Summit there in New York City in Times Square.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
Oh, it's the Global Entertainment and Media Summit. It's held at the Laugh Factory, which is one of the most famous comedy clubs here in Times Square.
It certainly is now with Michael Richards in L.A. It's got a whole new...
This is the New York one. So basically this very visionary gentleman named Steven Zuckerman, who's got an incredible background. You can read more about him at globalentertainmentnetwork.com. Has brought together some of, you know, some pretty high-level folks in entertainment, music distribution, licensing, and he's invited a group here, it's a small sort of private group, to discuss the changing implications of technology on music and entertainment. And one of the key topics is podcasting and how the iPod and, you know, is affecting licensing and distribution and basically, he said the industry as we know it, of course, is dead, just like, you know, we hear about radio and television. but this group is incredible. They have filmmakers here. They have musicians. They had performers. We actually saw a short clip that's coming out called 3 Days in the Life of John Lennon, which basically is video footage from 1970. A gentleman named Tony Cox spent 3 days with John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and it's kind of the first reality TV inside look of
in
John's life.
I think I saw that once, and
yeah,
I think I saw that once on TV years ago because it was all shot like on 16mm film, and John Lennon was just walking around yelling at everybody.
They're digitizing it, and I guess there's going to be a network release of it coming up in the spring of next year.
Yeah, that should be cool. Yeah, so I mean, it's like this is actually going to be actually on television. That would be cool.
Yeah. No, it's real. It's, you know, they're making a film of it. It's there's a huge funding behind it. I think I don't know too much more besides I'm fairly certain we're going to get one of the producers to come talk about it at one of the future shows of ours.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Ask him directly. You guys can ask him directly.
Yeah. Well, hey, now tell us, are there some new metrics that came out about podcasting adoption rates and everything that came out of this conference? Anything new that's, you know, everybody's sitting there waiting for this whole thing to just explode?
Well, you know, believe it or not, they're saying that musicians are not using this at all. you know, they talk about online video, but the whole concept of podcasting somehow has missed musicians in the music industry. And it's really sad because I actually verified that information doing research before I got here. I'm going to speak tomorrow. And it's true. Actually, one of the coolest things I saw on iTunes was Gwen Stefani's doing some behind-the-scenes clips for the release of her new album. But when you look for musicians, especially you would think with indie musicians and so on, that podcasting would be the perfect way to promote their music, get behind the scenes. We, you know, like we had Three Doors Down a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they get it.
Yeah, but no, apparently it's not the majority. We're, you know, it's a minority.
Well, a lot of the music stuff has happened in like YouTube. I mean, Universal is getting very upset because they're a big music company, but whereas Fox owns YouTube, they can kind of push their own content and their bands through YouTube. And so Universal is actually very upset because they're sort of shut out of all the things that are happening in YouTube. So this might be a way of sort of like getting outside of YouTube's, I'm saying YouTube, it's MySpace. I'm sorry, Fox owns MySpace. Like, I know you guys are just like, what are you talking about? But yeah, Fox and MySpace and Universal, that's the whole thing that they're getting upset about, is because it's controlled by a media company.
Yeah, and so some of these guys speaking here is actually one of the co-founders of MTV Network, another founder for the E! Entertainment Channel. These are really, again, fairly high-level folks that have been watching this from the inside for years. And what they're saying is, yeah, this stuff is happening with YouTube and MySpace and people are using it, but in terms of a comfortable way to communicate with their fan base, the podcasting just has not reached out and been adopted. You would think with all the other music videos and everything you see, it would be more widespread, but it just, you know, that really isn't the case. Billboards here, you know, not to name drop, but there's, you know, again, a lot at the top of the entertainment, and they're here discussing, you know, what are the new opportunities. Their topics range. If dinosaurs knew the Ice Age were coming, what would they have done? They talk about artist development in the 21st century, which is kind of an interesting topic. If you were banned, an unsigned band, how do A&Rs pick them today?
Yeah.
Maybe they heard a podcast, you know, if they saw a podcast or a great video, maybe they would know a little bit about the band.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be using some formula that came out of a board, you know. I guess radio stations have this thing where they choose music by a mathematical formula. I don't know.
Well, what is it you think that is holding it back? I mean, why hasn't it gotten? I mean, has anybody said, we're just sitting here? I mean, like Billboard Magazine and some of these other MTV owners, what's holding them back from jumping in, you know, fully in? I mean, is it just because the audience levels just aren't there yet?
Well, I think, honestly, part of it is really an education process. And when you live your life in a different medium, it's not something maybe that would pop up. You think about, you know, if Fox or whoever owns, you know, YouTube and Google and all these big players are starting to get involved, and now the networks are really starting to think about seriously converting content. But if you're Universal, if you're Warner Brothers, you already have a way to reach people in your mind, I would think. I think it's an education level.
I think so too.
Yeah.
They already have a huge base.
They have a base, but it's like it's a base where you know, effectively it's traditional media outlets are things that are shrinking. You know, audiences are disappearing off traditional media outlets like TV, print, radio.
Well, one of the big things they said was that with artists and music, how they're making money today is really less on music and more on merchandising.
Right, ticket sales, yeah.
Well, I mean, you go to a concert, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to a concert, and let's say you get a ticket for $20, $30, $40, okay?
Oh, no, they're like $200.
Well, whatever. But, you know, you buy a shirt, it's $40 for a T-shirt that's worth like $14.
Oh, yeah.
Or $12.
Yeah.
Or $9.
Yeah.
How much did Mr. Bill cost you?
Oh, that was a $38 shirt from Lucky Brands.
$38.
$38
okay.
Shirt. I'm happy to say I bought a $38 t-shirt yesterday.
great.
You see where my values are, because there's a big Mr. Bill head on it, and that's why I like it.
You go, Mr. Bill.
Oh, no.
I wish he was here. Mr. Bill should be at the Laugh Factory right now.
That's right. He'll be filling for Michael Richards.
I guess in general, they're talking about ancillary revenue, and I guess the changing, how the digital world has impacted the way that we hear music, see music, learn about music, you name it, and it's all here at the summit.
Hey, thanks, Alex. There you go, Alexander, live from the Global Media Summit in New York City in Times Square. You're listening to Inside Mac. We'll be right back.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California, is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by American Photo Magazine. They got a brand new thing up there on Pop Photo. They have the American Photo Magazine, Photo of the Year Award. So you can check that out. They had a great competition, and they got some cool images over there. So go check that out over at popphoto.com and then click on the American Photo tab.
Ah, cool.
Pretty neat stuff.
Yeah.
So in the news this week.
Yes.
Anything good happening that you heard of?
Well,
anything worthwhile talking about?
I like the Zune. I mean, it's gone from, yeah, we love the Zune. I think, that's the whole thing. You know, I think a Zune is a real useful thing to have. If you get something really nasty on your shoe and you need to scrape it off, just use a Zune. It's already brown, so it's not going to show the whatever gets on it. I mean, it's perfect, man. It's a perfect device, and it's kind of heavy, too. So you can kind of throw it at somebody if you're attacked.
Well, you know what's interesting is Microsoft this week came out and said they were going to sell 1 million units.
1 million units.
By, like, June of 2007.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice? Hasn't Apple sold? They sell, sells like about a million every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think that about right. They sold 16, no. No, they sold about a million every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
16 or 17 million units last year of the iPod.
Yeah. Good luck, guys.
I don't know.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
The Shuffle, the little one, the little one gig.
Yes.
Have you tried to buy a case for it?
They don't have one yet, I don't think.
I don't know.
I mean, I have a Shuffle, but I don't have a case. I didn't find a need for a case.
I don't think that you need a case. Because, I mean, it's only $79. It's solid metal. What could go wrong?
Well, if you're giving one to an 11-year-old, it needs a case or it's going to have lollipop all over it.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a Shuffle and
Shuffle case.
Just got a call. She says, I found one, and we went on the air and I couldn't find out where. But someone's manufacturing a case for a Shuffle for a Titac.
I've seen some silicone ones being sold in Japan, sort of like a silicone sleeve case.
Yeah.
And then even Sam Levin said he had a hard plastic case.
Yeah, I mean that's what you.
Yeah, but the case the leather is actually case? Getting
a little leather.
I want the Coach case for my Shuffle.
Absolutely.
So I can pay $79 for the Shuffle and $249 for the case.
Hey, that's the way to go.
Absolutely.
That's thinking, you know? Yeah. It's like $38 for a Mr. Bill t-shirt. That's like me. Yeah, that's there you go.
Brad will buy one. Hook him up.
That's right. Hook me up. If it's got Mr. Bill on it, I'm there. Yeah, so the Zune, and actually what's quite funny about the Zune is that it was debuted in the first week. NPD News Group said it was in the very first week that it was the number two music player with 5%, 9% of the market.
Killer.
Yeah, that just rocks, man. Oh, yeah, we got 9%. We're number two. Well, now I think they're number five. I think the new group released a new survey and said in the second week it is now number five. So it had its moment of glory, and it is quickly fading off the map. And I think really for Microsoft's benefit, they just need to just get it off the market as quickly as possible and make it go away because it's just reinforcing a bad image about that company. Not that you could actually reinforce a good image about the company, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. So what do you think there? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Microsoft will probably eventually get it right. to get to level of the iPod after
in about 20 years, I'd say.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know about that.
After they throw everybody out of management out of that company, start over again, get a whole new R&D team that's actually American and not like a, you know, a cheap knockoff from some third world country.
After
now, come on, don't you like third world country developers? They have to eat too.
Well, the thing about it is that the big problem with it is going to third world is that you have no sense of quality control. I mean, the problem with going out and outsourcing it all is you have no ability to monitor quality. And the fact is that other cultures don't actually, the people that are engineers, they don't want to stay as engineers. They want to become managers of engineers. And they want to do that within like as soon as possible. Whereas you have out here in America, you have people that are just career engineers. They're craftsmen. And so it's a very different culture. And so going to a third world country and expecting to get the same results frequently does not work, and you get disasters. And that's what we're seeing over at Microsoft.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm bashing them, you know.
Well, I don't blame you.
I have a hand in the process.
Yeah, you know, that's a problem with shipping stuff offshore. You know, it's a terrible, bad thing. I mean, look what they've done to the automotive industry, themselves. And
you can do it with some things, but you can't do it with things that are craftsmen.
Nope. You're listening Inside Mac. Don't go away. We got more goodies for you. We'll be right back.
When it comes to product development and the strategic direction of your business, not everyone can offer you a crystal ball. At the industry measure, formerly Trendwatch Graphic Arts, we're not clairvoyant, but soon it may seem that way to you. With extensive market surveys in the field at least 6 times a year, the industry measure delivers you reliable, projectable market data that makes growing your business seem magical. Digital printing, variable data printing, employee retention, overseas outsourcing, new media, investment projections in the creative, printing, internet, and publishing markets. The industry measure reports the variables that ensure your business never becomes a vanishing act. We measure the information you need in a wide variety of market reports, atlases, special and mini reports, on time and on budget. Hocus pocus? No, just focus. Visit theindustrymeasure.com, your industry data resource. The Industry Measure.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by our friends over at Creative Pro. If you're a creative professional and you want to find out all the cool tips and all the great things going on with your industry, you want to talk to your peers and get some great stuff, check it out at creativepro.com. So, Brad.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to have sort of our Inside Mac holiday buying extravaganza.
Yes, for the gadget.
We're going to talk about all the gadget geeks that want to get all the cool stuff for your Mac head goodies.
Yeah.
But let's, you know, as a precursor to that, what's the coolest thing that you've seen lately that you're just like, I got to have, dude? I got to have. What's on Brad's list for I got to have, dude?
I don't know. You know,
I got
to
have.
It's hard to say because I have bought so much stuff for the last year. I mean, I'm just like okay, I bought too much stuff and I own too many things and I just kind of throw away some stuff. Maybe I buy more of it. I
know you want a new D80.
Yeah, you know,
actually you want a D2X, don't you?
I'm sort of like,
you want
a
Canon, you want an EOS 1D Mark II.
I do. I want a 16 megapixel camera. I think that's basically.
You're going to go for a 5D or you're going to just go for it, dude? Just lay it down.
I may just go for it and just lay it down. I still want to keep my Nikon.
Your old lady will chop your you-know-what off, dude.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things.
That thing is $6,000 for the body.
Yeah.
With no glass.
No glass, yeah.
And your Nikon glass won't work.
Yeah. Well, you could probably get an adapter.
Yeah, right. Can so, I have an adapter, please? They make my lens work.
With that, or you know, I'm really, you know, what I'm really into is, and this is the camera I want to see how it comes up because I mean, as you get higher and higher megapixel counts on cameras, there's less of a jump in image resolution, and so what I'm looking at is possibly the Fujifilm S5, which does about 12 megapixel, and it has some tweaks for maybe dynamic range. We'll have to
it's
see what
really
the
good
photo
for portraiture work.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we can talk about that. I'm going to pull that up right now because the S5, they actually put a ship date up on it.
Yeah. February, I believe. That's probably for the Las Vegas photo show. PMA.
PMA in Las Vegas.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a really great looking little camera. That's on my hit list or the or go with the 60.
This thing's going to be list for $19.99.
Yeah.
And it's going to be expected to be on store shelves in February 2007. Now, you know the S5 uses what, the D200 body?
Yeah. So
or
it's
is
all,
it the D8? It's the D200.
I think it's the D200. Well, they're both almost about the same physical dimensions. I think it is a D200. And
because they use, you know, Nikon makes the body for Fuji.
Yeah.
But Fuji makes their own sensor.
Yeah, see, I like...
And their electronics.
One thing that has kept me off of the Canon fence is that I like the layout of the controls on the Nikon, because everything is like a single button away. As you put your hands around the camera, you have everything that's just adjustable right there. And the Canon, their layout just isn't as nice.
I didn't like that. I thought the... But then again, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't really played with a lot. I haven't played with any Nikon stuff. I picked it up once and it's felt strange.
Uh-huh.
But I've been using the EOS, you know, EOS D1 Mark II. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'm used to that, but I still like my Sigma.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's glass. You just don't have enough glass for the Canon. They gave you just one lens as a
trial.
I have
a 16-35. It's still a very nice lens.
Oh, it's glass, but 2.4. you need, that's still too
it's
wide
a fast
angle.
Lens.
Yeah, but you need more glass. So you can get
because I'm using my Sigma, I'm usually using a 24-70.
Yeah.
2.4.
Yeah.
Fast glass.
Yeah.
My 70-200. 2.4.
Fast.
My 21-8.
Yeah.
Fast.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. Nobody has any clue. F-stops, focal range, and yeah.
So I'm waiting. My thing is, you want that. I want a, well, I'd like that too.
Yeah. I just like having...
I want an SD-14.
Yeah. And if you really like what we're talking about right now, then you should tune in to Inside Digital Photo, where you can completely geek out with all the camera gear that's hot and that's really coming out. And that's where all the great... You know, great news. And that's, you can check out over on iTunes. That's called, look for Inside Digital Photo. All you have to do really is go to the top podcasts in technology and it'll be right at the top.
Right there.
Yeah, it'll be right at the top.
Right next to Inside Mac News.
Yeah, just look for the little white logo.
So that's cool stuff. We had a great show. I mean, we had Jay DeFore on Vincent Versace. We had Deneen. We had a Pulitzer Prize winner. We ran out of time. You need to check it out. Either way, next up, we got a cool guest.
Yeah, we got Joe Cipriano, the voice of NBC.
We'll be right back.
You know where you want to go. The challenge is getting there. That's why AGFA has developed innovative solutions that address your current needs while preparing your business of the future. Our chemistry-free CTP is one example. Effortless workflow software and high-productivity inkjet printing are others. We develop technology with your goals in mind, because our goal is to help you arrive at your destination efficiently and profitably. Stay ahead with AGFA. Visit AGFA.com for more info.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to Inside Mac Radio. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac. So you can find out more over at printingforless.com.
Yeah.
We have a very cool guest.
We have a very cool guest. We have Joe Cipriano, the voice of NBC. Tell us about who Joe Cipriano is.
I haven't met the lad. No, wait. I'm a television announcer.
Do us an announcement for Inside Mac.
I'll do a little something for you're watching. You're listening. I can't say you're watching. You're listening to Inside Mac.
Nice.
I do promos. I do promos for Heroes on NBC and Medium and a bunch of the dramas over there. And in fact, here, I can actually play you something.
Wait, oh, cool.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bring it on.
The phenomenon and being called the hottest show on TV. This is what you've been waiting for. And Monday on Heroes, the clue that will define their destiny on Inside Radio.
Oh, that's sweet, man. That's fantastic. Do you ever have to, like, do a couple of takes where you just break up laughing at some of the copy you have to read?
Well, yeah, from time to time that will happen, yeah. There are a lot of lines that you'll hear in promos over and over again. About the middle of the promo, you'll hear, but there's just one problem. Or, it's the television event of the year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a good one.
And, you know, it's like, how many television events of the year have you read in one year?
Usually, it's weekly. There's something different every week. Yeah.
So there's like a new event of the year
exactly,
every week.
Oh, exactly.
I see.
Yeah. You're not supposed to pay that close attention to the promos.
Right.
Yeah. Just watch the shows.
Now, Joe, you, besides doing all the great stuff you do, you did actually, Apple had you do some stuff for some online training about using the sound of your voice, using yourself to be your own voice on this podcast. And why don't you talk about what you guys did for Apple?
That was an online seminar called The Podcast Recipe, And it's in three parts up on the Apple site. It was actually very cool to do it because they brought a couple of different experts, if you can call it that, in the field, up to Cupertino. And we shot it. They actually shot that in HD, which I thought was really fascinating. And they had these huge cinema displays that they were, you know, watching it on while they were shooting it. It was just stunning. And although I'm not the kind of person that you would want to see in HD, so I kept telling you to pull the camera back, you know. But it's an interesting seminar talking about, at least my part of it, is how to use a microphone properly. Everybody asks, how far away should you be from a microphone? How to, you know, keep your voice healthy, how to use your voice, things like that. And they actually had another expert who showed, you know, how to use GarageBand and the podcast studio within GarageBand, and how to actually create a podcast. I think it's a really interesting seminar, and they're getting a lot of hits on it. I know that.
Wow.
Yeah, that is pretty cool that you can actually help people. Now, you talked about, what, telling people how to use their voice and how to talk and how to breathe and sit correctly, or what was your whole, what was the premise behind the your session, the part of the session?
Well, it was, a lot of it was proximity to the microphone, doing little demonstrations like, you know, if you get up nice and close on a microphone like this, you can use a lot more of your voice, and you'll get a lot more timbre out of your voice. But if you're back here, away from a microphone, you actually start to thin out your voice, and it doesn't sound as full.
Yeah, but you might actually want to do that for certain effects, right?
Exactly. I mean, it depends on what you're doing at the time. If you're doing a nice, intimate sort of read, well, you're going to want to get up nice and close on the mic.
In a time,
and low,
in a place,
and lower your voice.
With a large
exactly.
budget
exactly
and special
like
effects.
So it was those kind of things, techniques like that. Drink a lot of water, which is very good for lubricating your vocal cords. Don't go out to a rock concert the night before you're going to record a podcast or go to a baseball game or a football game and scream for your favorite team. You know, kind of common sense type things. How not to pop on a microphone. You don't want to speak directly into it. You kind of talk across it or use a pop filter. Little things like that.
Yeah. Well, I know you're using a Neumann U87 as your mic. Yeah.
I love that, baby.
Yeah. We got RE 57 Electro Voices.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Which is standard for radio.
Yeah.
But you're doing really high end stuff. I mean, you need the Neumann.
Yeah.
And what do you process with that? You know, you got to bring that into a pre.
Well, it's interesting. For a preamp, what I use in my studio is the Avalon M5, which is really, really a beautiful, smooth, nice sounding preamp. It just depends on processing. When I do promos for NBC or Fox or any of the other places where I work, you want to be, what I send to them is just flat. There's no EQ, there's no compression, nothing like that on it.
Right.
Because they prefer to take in the audio, the voiceover, completely flat, and then they can color it and EQ it and bring out different textures in it. If it already starts off, like where I am right now, if I'm already compressing it and EQing it, well, they're stuck. They're stuck with that sound.
And you're just digitizing it, so you're coming in direct off the preamp, and you're digitizing it into an M-Box.
When I'm out of town, normally what I do in my studio at home, if I'm doing a session, it goes right from the microphone into a preamp that goes into the ISDN codec, which
right.
then hooks up on the other side at the network. When I'm out of town, I use an M-Box and my MacBook Pro and Pro Tools, and I can either record into Pro Tools or I use a cool little plug-in called Source Connect, which allows two computers running Pro Tools to hook up over high-speed internet with the same sort of quality that you would have on an ISDN. It's broadcast quality.
So that's pretty great to
see
a plugin like that.
So you're actually going over ISDN, so everything is kind of getting compressed with your voice and everything, and then going to the studio. Is it because the ISDN link that you're doing is because of, you know, you're getting feedback from the network or from somebody recording you? Is that that reason?
It's best, obviously, to be at the studio, you know, and you're going to have a pristine sound, and you're in a, you know, their own booth. But we use ISDN for the convenience of it. you know, I might start in the morning at 8 o'clock doing sessions to New York City. I work for Food Network, for example.
Ah.
And my last session of the day might be an 8 p.m. session for NBC for something that they need. So it could be a long day to be out running from studio to studio. So what I try to do is I do my sessions in the morning on ISDN, go out to studios during the day to do my sessions, and then when I'm back home at about 5, I can do my evening sessions from my home studio as well over ISDN. And it gives them broadcast quality audio, even though there's that, I guess you call it compression, because it is taking the audio and stuffing it down a line and then kind of decoding it on the other side. There's about a half-second delay that it takes to do all of that. But it still comes out
good enough for broadcast video.
Yeah, 20K of audio. So it's darn good.
Joe, you have a blog that says what you're up to, what's been going on. You did the Primetime Emmy Awards. Where do people find out more information about Joe and all the cool things you're up to?
Well, you can go to joecipriano.com, and that's J-O-E-C-I-P-R-I-A-N-O. And you can click on the blog there, or you can go directly to blog.joecipriano.com.
Hey, Joe, thanks so much for taking time today to join us. That was really cool. It's a great session you did there over at Apple and, you know, helping podcasters, you know, use their own natural voice. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations. Love your show.
Thanks, man. Take care, buddy.
Say bye.
Cool stuff.
Very nice.
Yep. Cool, cool, cool. You are listening to all the cool things here at the Inside Mac radio program. We'll be right back.
Are you a real estate agent? Then listen up. I've got something for you. NewHomePodcast.com. It's an exciting new way to reach an audience of home buyers that really understand technology and are fascinated with the new podcasts that are springing up everywhere. Now imagine having a dedicated, rabid audience that is in the market to buy or sell a home and wants every edge in getting the latest information. Maybe they're relocating to your area, maybe they're upgrading or downsizing, maybe they're first-time home buyers that are brand new to the process. Well, you can be their guide. And do so with professionally produced, up-to-the-minute podcasts that are delivered automatically to their computers and iPods. And that means sales for you. We make it simple. We do all the online setup, all the production, all the delivery of the podcast. All you have to do when you want to do an episode is make a phone call. Now, we do this on a zip code exclusive basis, and zip codes are going fast. So go to the website to see if your area is still available. It's newhomepodcast.com. That's newhomepodcast.com.
Inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside
your world. This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by OSX FAQ. If you want all the cool tips for your Macintosh, Mac OS X, great links and news and all the cool things that are going on around your Mac, you can check it out at osxfaq.com. So yeah, that was cool.
Oh, See, I'm trying to avoid the word saying cool because of the Inside Mac drinking game that you have to take a shot every time something
is
cool.
Well, I've already drank a half bottle of Ultimate.
There you go. Of water. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever find that Ultimate?
I haven't had it yet. You know, one of the coolest things about his story
is another drink.
I worked with a guy in L.A. who was a big nighttime disc jockey on, I think it was WHUR in Washington, and worked with Cipriano. Cipriano was a real light voice. Up around all these guys with baritone voices.
Yeah, you had.
And so he would get like a weekend shift occasionally, and he really didn't get the accolades he wanted. So he moved to L.A., and he said, I'm going to try doing the commercial things, is how the story goes. And then subsequently, he goes from rags to riches as a voiceover guy. I mean, this guy's making well over $1 million a year.
Oh, wow.
And has this gorgeous place up in the Malibu Hills. But when Fox launched, he was the first anti-voice, is what they called.
He was like the
big gravelly baritone. They wanted somebody tonight on Fox, and that's what he really made his money doing. He was the first non-announcer sounding.
Yeah,
announcer.
you can get LaFontaine to do that tonight on Fox.
You couldn't get LaFontaine out of the basement with a crowbar. You know what I mean? It's just not his voice print. What you hear LaFontaine do, he does one thing.
Yeah,
I've directed him 15 or 20 times, or co-directed him. We had a station in Philly, and they would use our studios, and they would say, "Hey Don,
can you lighten it up a bit?
say WYNY lower." And he'd look at me, he'd wink, and go, "Okay, here we go." He would say it the exact same way, and they'd go, "Great, Don," and he'd nod, and we'd go on. because that
that's what
was
it. Is. Don that's
is
it. Don. He's just talking.
Yeah, it's just it's his voice. I mean, he can inflect a little bit, but Cipriano's great. I'm a nice guy too.
I just like to see him ordering at a fast food restaurant. I want a bag of fries and a large shake.
Yeah, I wound up in a an IHOP next to him once, and I was sitting with him back to back, and La Fontaine that is, and I went, you know, I'm in North Hollywood.
Yeah,
and I went. I know that voice. I turn around and there's Don. I went, Don,
this.
You don't eat at places like this. You make $5 million a year. And he goes, yeah, I do. I love their chocolate chip pancakes.
That's crazy. That whole world of the whole voiceover.
It is really cool because some of these guys are just, you know, I mean, you hear them
well,
everywhere.
They're just normal cats.
You know? They're normal guys. Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, say it. They're geeks that couldn't get a date for the prom or they couldn't get arrested. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't even know who we have sitting in the room with us.
Who do we have sitting in the room? Oh, that's right. We don't know who this guy, this voice that keeps popping in every once in a while is the legendary.
The show opens in half for years.
Art Morrison. Yeah.
Which next to Cipriano is like saying, well, I don't know what it's like saying, but.
He's the icon of radio.
Cipriano's the man. He's a nice guy, too.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, you know?
Yes.
Oh, there's a story. We got about a minute left here, but I just want to hand the story that one-third of U.S. teens own iPods.
That's crazy.
And this is a new story that was found by the Harrison Group. 2016 Trend Study surveyed 1,000 Americans aged 13 to 18 on their thoughts and habits, and basically 75% of the teens, they got an iPod.
Yeah. Well, I just see that's a whole big podcasting market that has been unexploited.
You know, there's a lot of strange stuff going on.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to thank our guest today. We had Billy May on from Soap on the Range.
Yeah.
We just had Joe.
Joe Cipriano.
That's it. Cool stuff there.
Yes.
We had Alexander Gephardt live from the Global Media Summit, Entertainment Summit from New York, live from Times Square. We had little Sammy Levin, Andy Shallett, Philip Hodgetts. You've been here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright. And the sponsors of Inside Mac, we had Micromat, DVD, XDV, MCE Technologies, FirmTech, our media partners of American Photo, Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, Printing for Less, Creative Pro, Mac Update, Mac Minute, OSX FAQ. For more information, you can find out about all the great shows going on over at Inside Media Networks over at Inside Media Networks. We'll be back next week with more great things about your Mac.